This is Get Ready for Workday, a podcast series to support Mass General Brigham's transition to Workday in January 2025, brought to you by the Business Excellence Program. Each episode will share high-level information on topics of change and then point you to related resources for continued learning. Thanks for joining. Let's get started. Quick note to our listeners, some of our sessions are recorded remotely with virtual meetings, so thanks for bearing with us as our audio quality may seem different from episode to episode.
Welcome to Get Ready for Workday, presented by Mass General Brigham. My name is Janae Kennan-Bryan, and I am a project manager for the Organizational Readiness Team. For today's episode, we are joined by Shantae Turner, Director of Mass General Brigham's Extended Workforce Operations. We will be discussing Beeline, which will be MGB's new Extended Workforce Management System. So Shantae, can you begin by telling us about Beeline, what it is, and how it will be used within MGB?
Yes, Janae. Beeline is our centralized record management system for extended workers, formerly known as POIs and non-employees. It will house data related to the extended worker in their position and engagement. And really the goal of Beeline is to standardize data across MGB, reducing manual entries and likeliness of errors.
So who is considered an extended worker?
Extended workers are students, co-ops, interns, volunteers, observers, research collaborators, sponsored workforce, research trainees, contractors, vendors, and agency staff, including travel nurses. Full-fledged temps are employees and will be in Workday. Our general rule of thumb is if you get paid through MGB and receive a W-2, you'll be in Workday. If you're unpaid or paid by another source externally outside of MGB, you'll be housed in Beeline.
What is the process for getting an extended worker set up in Beeline?
So once we go live on January 1st, all active POIs that are currently sitting in PeopleSoft will automatically be transferred to Beeline. After go live, people managers will submit a pre-boarding request in Beeline by entering preliminary job data and using the extended worker's email address. The people manager's request will initiate a form for the extended worker for data completion and submission inside the worker app. After the profile creation, if applicable, ServiceNow Journeys will support supplemental pre-boarding activities, such as tracking background checks, extended workers' documents, required forms, and etc.
What would you say are some of the advantages of using Beeline?
Beeline is a system that will allow for MGB's vision to come to life. Centralized information, having a single source of truth for our extended workforce populations across MGB, will allow us to have consistent standards, policies, and data. It would also help us decrease manual entry and rework, improving our experience for MGB and the extended workers. It would also allow us to have increased management of person identity at MGB. And another benefit is extended workers don't have to share their personal data anymore. Managers will only need their name and email address. Then the extended worker will enter their personal information on a secure platform. So managers do not need to collect this personal data. All of our extended workers will be covered by an aligned system policy, which requires consistent data elements and a standardized approach. The standardization of policy is really here to help us improve the management of the extended worker population. There will be a clear separation between MGB employees and extended workers, making it easier to distinguish between the two sets of populations.
Can you speak more about the standardized policies and potential policy changes?
Yes, the standardized policy will define the roles of extended workers at Mass General Brigham and outline the requirements by roles, such as background check, occupational health requirements, training, and tenure limits.
What would you say are some changes a manager will experience while using Beeline?
First, managers and extended workers will need to learn the new technology. Another big change is that end dates will now be required. We'll need managers to enter realistic end dates using 2099 or kind of indefinite end date won't be an option. Extending an end date is very easy and really requires 3 easy clicks. And at the time of the end date, if no action is taken by the manager, the extended worker will auto-terminate.
Are there any circumstances where someone would be in Beeline and Workday?
Yes, extended worker would be in both Beeline and Workday. If the extended worker is a people manager, or if they're performing financial, human resources, or supply chain management duties, then Workday Access would be needed.
That wraps up today's episode. We hope that this information has been helpful, and thank you, Shantae, for joining us and sharing information about Beeline today.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening. Episodes of Get Ready for Workday are released weekly. To have new episodes launched directly to your device, follow the series in Apple Podcasts or Spotify. For more information on the topics in this episode, visit the Business Excellence Vitals intranet site. Many thanks to the Organizational Readiness Team and to the entire Business Excellence Team for your great work on this program. Just a reminder, this series is intended to specifically support Mass General Brigham's Workday journey. If you are a listener from another organization, remember that what is described in this series may not pertain to your instance of Workday. Thank you for listening, and check back next week for a brand new episode.